I have the Chief Justice for you, sir. There you are.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
How are you?
Fine. I understand the letter is here in minute,
yes.
Therefore it will be out. Let me ask you on a personal basis that I don't know how to handle this as to whether you think that perhaps we ought to consider giving a dinner for him or something like that. What's your feeling?
It's going to be quite a while before he could
to do it.
Be present, yes. He's a very sick man, Mr. President.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where is he, in the hospital?
He's in the Naval Hospital.
Uh-huh.
I suggested to John yesterday, and he probably hasn't got the message.
No. I've been a leader with legislative leaders today.
Just a note in general, this was before this had crystallized. This letter was actually written about 3 weeks ago, and it's been in
Edinburgh
waiting for a date.
Mm-hmm.
And
does he take visitors?
No.
No visitors?
I haven't been able to see him for 10 days.
Well, then better, my goodness, and I'll drop a little handwritten note to him.
I think that would be nice. Now, you know, John Harlan has been in now for 5 weeks.
I've heard that, but I just assumed that was the eye trouble again.
Well, no. It's something much more serious.
Oh, God.
Much more serious.
That's too bad.
He has moved out of the Naval Hospital yesterday and moved to George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Just in frustration, his own frustration, although he's the most uncomplaining man I think I've ever known in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He's had more grief and problems than one man should bear.
Mm-hmm.
I've told John Mitchell, my own judgment is that John will not be back here.
Yeah. Now he can. I'll write a note to him. I suppose.
Yes, I think that would be nice.
But as far as black, a note is the thing to do, huh?
Yes, I think so.
But he can get that. Okay.
It would be the Naval Hospital, and John Harlan is at George Washington.
Sure. I'll just have it personally delivered, so they'll find
him.
All right. Fine.
And
fine.
I told John when I talked to him yesterday and again this morning that my judgment, back to the announcement thing, was the longer you could. Right within your own bosom, more you keep your options open.
Yeah.
There'll be rumors, of course. You can't avoid it.
Oh, you mean the announcement with regard to the retirement?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, it's almost inevitable. It's already over, that it's already been asked in the press corps today. You know, they apparently got, they must be something on to the thing.
Well, they'll be speculating every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, let me say that on the successor thing, and just as we had on the other basis, that I will want to have a talk with you at the proper time.
I'll be available.
Fine. Good. And how are you feeling?
Well, I'm fine.
How's your back?
My back's been fine. I haven't had any trouble.
Yeah.
I have been back from the European...
I know you were in Yugoslavia,
Yes, in Yugoslavia and in England, and I must say, sometime when we have a minute, the Yugoslav thing was much more important than I thought it was going to be. They were quite warm when I came. When I left, the two chief justices of their two Supreme Courts, the Minister of Justice, the Attorney General, and a whole covey of others, came to the airport at 8 o'clock in the morning to see me off.
Isn't that great? Great.
The warmest, you know.
Well, we'll get together. I'd like to have a talk with you about it. It'd be very interesting. And
this was a most wonderful reception that I got.
The more you can make these trips, of course, I know you can't, but when the court is out, the better. It's good for the country, so I hope you will look with favor on such invitations.
I certainly am going to do it. I've got one up so far scheduled for next year, but the more we do it to the border countries, that is...
Eastern Europe. Yeah.
These fellows just gave me a wonderful reception.
Oh, yeah. And it's a window to freedom for them, too, and to justice. Okay.
All right, fine, Mr. President.
Thank you.